women in rural e-commerce, are they real drivers of economic and social change? Yes, because when rural women start getting into an entrepreneurship, they leverage the e-commerce and achieve financial independence, thereby encouraging more and more women to come into this space. Digital platforms obviously bridge the gap between traditional business and global market. So you have a lot of initiatives like Amazon, Saheli, Meesho, Seva, who are empowering the rural women. And also, this kind of platforms help them to overcome the social and economic barriers through their online business opportunity. This, by getting women, rural women entrepreneurs into the whole e-com space, you are helping build sustainable growth, and you are also creating employment generation opportunities within rural communities. So as a case study, let's look at Amazon Saheli and Artisans from Rajasthan. So Amazon Saheli platforms provides training and logistical support for women entrepreneurs. So Seema Devi, a rural artisan, expanded her business by selling block printed fabrics online. And this initiative eliminated the middleman, so she got better price and more profit. And because she was successful, other women in her village also started creating a local enterprises. And thereby, this showcased how digital marketplace can scale traditional handicrafts, because a lot of women started selling traditional handicrafts across the globe. So let's look at another case study, which is how Meesho helps the women resellers. So Meesho's social commerce model enables women to start business with zero investment. So Kavita from Uttar Pradesh used Meesho to sell eco-friendly jute bags through WhatsApp groups. So the platform supported with the local language and also gave her step-by-step training, which helped her scale her operations. By doing this, she achieved a stable monthly income, and she is now supporting her family's education and well-being. And because of her, other women in her community became inspired to join and become digital entrepreneurs. Another case study, which is Seva and Gujarat Weavers. So Seva is nothing but self-employed women association. So they connect the rural artisans with online market. So Gujarat Weavers were trained to sell handcrafted textiles directly to global buyers. They were trained by Seva to do that. They eliminated middlemen, and thereby then ensured a fair trade took place and better earnings for the artisans. They did digital literacy programs, which equipped women with e-commerce and marketing skills, and the earnings were reinvested in education and community development, thereby improving the entire rural livelihood. So breaking social and economic barriers through e-commerce with financial independence, when women starts earning sustainable incomes without leaving their home, a big kind of financial independence takes place. Online business gives opportunities to reduce the social restrictions, and these platforms help rural women access national and international customers. A lot of trainings are done in vernacular language to enhance their skills, and the community leadership, women entrepreneurs inspire others by fostering rural empowerment and becoming a hope for a lot of people. So what is the best practice for promoting women in e-commerce? So you have to give digital literacy training through regional language support in case of learning. You have to give very localized and accessible platforms which has simple interfaces and both online and offline payment options. You must have collaborative models for self-help groups and other cooperatives to provide shared resources and support. You should have mentoring and networking concepts so that these women can connect to experienced people for mentorship, and also new entrepreneurs can come together for networking. Have awareness campaigns or community engagement to encourage women participation. So what are the innovations in rural product marketing that are taking place? Rural entrepreneurs are leveraging the digital platform, of course, to expand their market reach. What they're doing is they're not just doing a simple selling. They're doing storytelling, and they have a story to tell. And they make it very localized brandings. So consumer trust is there. Case studies are showing that successful rural businesses are using very innovative marketing strategies. Social media, influencer collaborations, and e-commerce platforms all play key roles in reaching out to customers and selling the products. They are able to get sustainable, very transparent income, and still maintain their cultural heritage and give a long-term success. So we look at a case study, which is Okai's social media strategy. So what Okai does is it empowers rural artisans by selling their handmade textiles and decor online. It just uses Instagram and Facebook for vibrant product storytelling and artisans features. It is doing festival campaigns to highlight cultural relevance and offer limited time discounts. It places a very strong emphasis on women empowerment and social impacts, which leads to brand loyalty. So the storytelling, instead of words or video, it is a very visual storytelling and create an emotional connection with the urban consumers. So this is an example of how they are able to showcase a very visual appealing dresses and how they touch the urban consumers who buy the products. Let's look at another case study, which is Organic Mandya's digital outreach. So it's a farmer-led initiative marketing, which markets organic food through social media and WhatsApp. It uses education content like YouTube videos and Facebook posts on organic farming. They try to build consumer trust through farm-to-table concept by building transparency and also promoting health benefits. They do seasonal campaigns and give recipe contents to drive engagement and build brand credibility. Organic certification boosts the authenticity and appeals to the health conscious buyers. So that's how they are able to reach from farm to table concept. Another case study is the Jaipur Rugs and global branding. So Jaipur Rug kind of elevates handmade carpets through premium digital market. So it features artisan stories, weaving techniques, and heritage rich narratives. It collaborates with influencers and designers for global outreach. It uses a video storytelling to showcase craftsmanship and ethical production. And it creates high quality visual branding position to make it look like a luxury handmade brand. So how do you leverage storytelling and local branding? From these two case studies, we kind of learn it that storytelling can highlight cultural heritage, the craftsmanship styles, and how they're living with Mother Earth, a very natural, sustainable way of production. Madhubedi paintings, for example, is marketed as an historic craft and not just as a decorative art. Geographical indication tags, GI tags, are used to authenticate, especially in cases of textiles, spices, handicrafts, and so on. localized branding emphasizes natural origins like pure Himalayan honey, and social proof through customer testimonials and artisans interview builds credibility. That's how they kind of promote. So how do you build your customer trust and engagement? So transparency and authenticity, you do behind the scene content on production and impact. Quality assurance, you do certifications, you do a fair trade, organic, GI tags. Customer engagement, you can do live Q&A sessions, interactive polls, and direct farmer interactions. Influencer collaborations, you can partner with eco-conscious and cultural influencers, and they help you promote your product. Sustainable packaging, so you can find eco-friendly materials like jute, banana leaves, recycled papers for doing the packaging. What is the role of private players in rural development, or do they have a role? So, like everything, private players also collaborate and they drive the economic empowerment in rural India. They provide technology, they provide training, they give market access to rural entrepreneurs. And successful initiatives have improved the financial independence and digital inclusions in the rural development. Key sectors where private sector have really played a big part is agriculture, retail, e-commerce, and digital literacy. What they also do is a long-term commitment collaboration to ensure sustainable growth for rural business. Let's take some case studies again. So HUL's Project Shakti. So Project Shakti empowers rural women as a micro entrepreneur selling HUL products. So women are known as Shakti Ammas. They receive training in sales and inventory management. Over 160,000 Shakti Ammas have benefited across 18 Indian states in this project. So women gain financial independence while the HUL is expanding its rural market reach. And this case study demonstrates how corporates can drive social and business growth simultaneously. This is an example of Project Shakti. Another case study you can look at is Coca-Cola's Parivartan Initiative. So it aims to enhance the business skills of small rural retailers. So there's a specific training modules for them which focuses on how to manage the store, how to give customer service, how to accept digital payments. Over 350,000 rural retailers have improved profitability and business efficiency by going through this program. Why Coca-Cola is doing it? Because it strengthens their distribution network and at the same time they support small business. It also, as an outcome or byproduct, encourages digital adoption and increases the financial inclusion in rural India. So this is what they have done. So here you can see that they have started from 2008, increased number of people, women retailers, small grocery retailers, and kept on improving. And right now they have a huge initiatives there. Let's look at a very another popular case study, which is taught in management schools, which is ITC's eChopal. So this was a digital initiative provided by ITC, which provided farmers with market prices, weather updates, and crop insights. The name also has come out of the actual local lingo, where all the farmers in the evening, after a very day's hard work, would get into a common place in the village, which was known as Chopal. So they kind of wanted to replicate it in the e-world. Therefore, they have also called it e-Chopal. So farmers typically would sit there and discuss the same thing, market price, weather updates, crop insights related to work, and then personal life as well. So the ITC eChopal platform started giving them this information automatically. They've also built internet-enabled kiosk, so the farmers can directly go there, log in, reach out to buyers, and reduce the middlemen. Now, this initiative has covered over 4 million farmers in 35,000 villages, and they have benefited from this initiative. So obviously, this has increased the farmers' income. It has improved the crop quality and also the overall agricultural productivity. This is another example or a model of corporate-driven rural digital transformation project. This is the value model of ITC Chopal, where the farmer and the trader are part of it. So it combines everyone and brings it together by giving the straight information directly to the farmer. So, what is the role of corporates in upskilling in rural enterprise? So, we have seen with examples, case studies that corporates can also play a big part. So, for digital literacy, Google's Internet Sathi, they teach rural women how to use internet for business. There is a very sector-specific training provided by Microsoft on their e-commerce platforms for business trainings. And Amazon Saheli and Flipkart Samarth promote rural products online. Branding and marketing support are provided by companies to help the rural business develop marketable identities. And for infrastructure investment, logistics, network, digital platforms, ensure a very seamless trade. So what are the insights from collaborative models? So community involvement is nice, is a must. So then the locals play a key role in planning and execution. For example, Amul's cooperative model. You kind of have a shared value creation. So successful initiatives benefit both the communities and the business. Technology acts as an enabler. So you have digital tools which improve efficiency and outreach for rural entrepreneurs. Normally, initiatives must have long-term commitments. So that helps in sustainable programs, which requires ongoing investment and engagement. And you target women and youth so that you could have inclusive growth opportunities across the spectrum with the rural economy. What is the future of rural private sector collaboration? So with the expanding digital infrastructure, obviously connectivity and market access will be enhanced. You'll have adoption of emerging technologies like AI and blockchain. They will improve efficiency and transparency. There'll be a lot of partnerships between agricultural, handicrafts, and small business sectors. There'll be a growth of social commerce platforms, which will enable more rural entrepreneurs. You will strengthen the policies and incentives. The government will give more policy, more incentives, which will encourage more corporate participation. What is a community-driven e-commerce model? So a community-led e-commerce model such as cooperatives, self-help groups are actually transforming the rural entrepreneurship. They are giving one more model to rural people to get it, become entrepreneur. These models actually leverage a collective effort. They share their resources and help to adapt to the digital platforms. And once you get on digital platform, you expand your market access. Success stories showcase how rural communities can overcome barriers and achieve sustainable growth. So you'd normally integrate your traditional skills with modern technology to empower the marginalized groups. So lessons from these models can help to guide the replication of six similar success stories across different regions once you made it a success at one region. So the case study of Amul is there for many years. So Amul was founded in 1946 and it revolutionized India's dairies industry by eliminating the middlemen and ensuring a fair price for farmers. The cooperative benefits over 3.6 million dairy farmers, providing a steady income and a skill development to all of them. Amul has integrated with e-commerce like Amazon, Big Basket, Flipkart to expand their reach nationwide. Women actually play an important or significant role in Amul's workforce, and thereby Amul is promoting gender inclusion and economic independence. Amul's success has highlighted the power of blending traditional cooperative models with digital commerce. Case study of Tamarind Women's Collective from Odisha. So women in Odisha's tribal region formed a self-help group to process and sell tamarind and forest produce online. So partnering with Amazon Sahelis and Flipkart Samarth, they access the broader markets. And by training in digital literacy, quality control and branding, they enhance their business capability. Their income increased by 2 to 3 times or 200 to 300%, and thereby gave them a lot of financial independence and social standing in the society. And this initiative actually showcased the impact of e-commerce in empowering rural women entrepreneurs. Another case study you can look at is Madhya Pradesh Mahila Handloom Corporate. So it's a cooperative of women artisans who specialize in traditional handloom weaving. So they transition from selling only at local fairs to an online platforms like Fab India or GoCoop. They have implemented a storytelling and a branding strategies to enhance customer engagements. And by doing all of this, the sales grew 40% within a year, giving them better wages or better revenue and financial independence. The success story also demonstrates how digital platforms, while preserving the cultural heritage, can boost rural incomes. So, what is the role of community participation in scaling the rural businesses? So, a collective resource sharing, what will happen is it will reduce the cost because you're sharing the cost. And also, it enhances production capacity because, again, with less cost, you can do much more. It also helps in market reach because cooperatives, they can leverage their scale and negotiate better. They can get better distribution network and also insist on better visibility at the stores. Peer-to-peer learning can take place in cooperatives, where every member share their skill and experience with other members. Therefore, a knowledge transfer takes place in a very informal way, and you get more and more workers come out of it or entrepreneurs. Because they are cooperatives, they have a stronger bargaining powers and they make more money for their members. And as a cooperative, you also work as a supportive ecosystem. So in case there's any challenge, personal, professional, or otherwise, the community members help each other to come out of that challenge and overcome that challenge. So it fosters a lot of friendship. It fosters an union kind of thing. At the same time, help everyone grow faster. So what are the sustainable and shared benefits of collective models? So one is it ensures fair economic stability among members by having an equitable profit distribution. It helps in preservation of traditional skills which were dying earlier. So thereby it supports cultural heritage and sustainable practice. You can scale and replicate. So successful models actually inspire similar initiative across different regions once they become successful. The customer starts trusting, and there's a brand loyalty once they find that the sourcing is ethical and there is a big storytelling which attracts them. You can have resilience during market fluctuation because strength in numbers help business navigate economic uncertainties much better. So, what is the future of community-led e-commerce in rural India? So, with expansion of digital training programs, rural entrepreneurs' capabilities will also be enhanced. There'll be definitely a strengthening of last mile logistics. Therefore, accessibility to community-driven business will go up. There'll be increased partnership with private players that can actually help them with financial and technical support. With the adoption of technologies like artificial intelligence and blockchain, you can enhance transparency and efficiency in the rural supply chains, thereby building trust. And by encouraging more women and youth participation, you will drive the community-driven economic growth in rural areas even much more. So with that, we come to end of this chapter. Thank you.